Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, John Wackenfuss. Batting fourth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delon. Batting second. The right fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fifth. The DH, Gary Gray. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Ochinco. And now, play ball. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone takes first base on ball four. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Delone. The throw from Dyer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delone scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Jones chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Wagner. Wagner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wagner. Bannister goes all the way around to score. Hargrove moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner fields it and throws to home to get Hargrove. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wackenfuss. Manning reaches second base with a double. Gray goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Manning trying to get to home. Cowens throws the ball into Dyer who tags Manning who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Corcoran moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Poppy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball towards center. Manning catches it and throws to second to double up Parrish. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ochinco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray strikes out. 1 out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manning is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 1 in the game. Poppy strikes out. 1 out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Delone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish strikes out. 2 outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bannister for the out. 1 out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hasse hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0 for 2 in the game. Poppy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hasse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara pinch hits for Gary Gray. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manning bunts towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. Hara moves to second. 1 out. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Broemer is walked intentionally. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosello is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 3 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Rick Peters pinch hits for Tim Corcoran. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into right field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.